All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Nathan, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Councilmember Biggs?
Here.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. If you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is the consent agenda. Questions or comments or motions?
You have any questions about it?
No, I don't.
I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval. Is there any further discussion on that motion? Nathan, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Next, we have public comment. I have one person sign in. Is there anybody who wishes to address the council that didn't get a chance to sign in? Okay. Michael Law, you may have the floor, sir.
Sure, that's wise.
Oh, yeah. My name is Michael Law. I'm local here in CUNA, 892 North Greensville Avenue. So kind of going back to a couple of weeks ago, do we believe in the Declaration of Independence that says that government is there to provide for protection for life, liberty, and property? And do we believe in the Bill of Rights guaranteed to us by the Constitution? If so, which I assume that that is what you believe, and when it comes to the actions of government officials, do we believe in accountability for actions or not? And I would assume that answer would be the same. But because of actions that were taken by the CUNA Police Department in violation of a fellow citizen's right and no accountability provided by the Ada County Sheriff, not to mention the non-apologetic apology by the tyrant Sheriff Matt Clifford, I demand that the termination of the contract with Ada County Sheriff's Department. I do not trust my or my fellow citizens' rights to be safeguarded by them here or those that are assigned here in CUNA. If we are unwilling to terminate the contract, I demand at the very least that the individuals involved in the assault on Mr. Hycola be removed from serving under the CUNA Police Department, as I cannot and we should not, and we cannot trust those that were involved. And it is important for us as citizens, it's important for you to be able to trust those that we hire to safeguard our rights. And at this point, I cannot say that I do or that I would. And so my hope is that you will terminate the contract, come up with your own police department, whatever has got to be done, or at the very least, as I said, change those officers that were involved in that. And
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Law.
Again, was there anybody else who wished to address the council? All right. Public hearing next. Consideration to approve the following ordinances regarding development impact fees. Nathan Stanley.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Before you is four ordinances related to development impact fees. Originally, the city's park impact fee ordinance did not include the park impact fee schedule. This format was followed with the fire district impact fee ordinance and the city's police department impact fee ordinance. Idaho Code Section 67820417 provides that the impact fee ordinance shall include a schedule of development impact fees for various land uses per unit of development. In order to comply with this requirement, the following ordinance amendments have been prepared to include those fee schedules. With that, I stand for any questions.
Okay. Questions for Nathan? All right, this is a public hearing, and I didn't have anybody sign in. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in this matter didn't get a chance to sign in? Okay, seeing none. Questions from council? I think it's kind of straightforward, just a legislative change that created that all those have to be published in a certain manner, and so we're
and just
coming into compliance.
And just a side note, there'll be need to be a motion for each ordinance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any questions, Mr. Lawley? Councilman Biggs?
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Make a motion that we approve case ordinance 2024-31.
Council President, you'll need to close the hearing.
Oh. Make a motion that we close the public hearing and move to deliberation.
Second.
Thank you.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
Make a motion that we approve ordinance number 2024-31 as published.
Second.
I'm sorry, did you waive the readings or did you want three readings?
Yeah, we need to waive the three readings and then.
So do we waive them individually or waive them as once and then?
You need to waive each one individually and then the motion for approval.
Should we all just take one?
Yeah, I make a motion that we waive three readings of ordinance 2024-31.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2024-31. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Now I make a motion that we approve 2024-31.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval of ordinance 2024-31. Any further discussion on that motion? Nathan, would you poll the council?
Sorry, Mayor. Did we do a single reading? We should still read the caption on each one, and maybe I missed it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's a little disjointed because it's normally not in a public hearing, and you usually start by reading
Ordinance 2024-31, an ordinance amending Section 3 of Chapter 2 of Title 12 of the CUNA City Code by making technical changes to the fire district fee schedule. There was reading one. And we waived the three readings. Now we're on to approval. We had a motion for approval.
And a second.
And a second. Nathan, would you poll the council on ordinance 2024-31?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Now ordinance number 2024-32, an ordinance amending Section 3 of Chapter 3 of Title 12 of the CUNY City Code by making a fee schedule or by making technical changes to the CUNA Police Department impact fee schedule. And there we have reading one.
I make a motion that we waive three readings of ordinance 2024-32.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries.
Make a motion that we approve ordinance 2024-32 as published.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval. Any further discussion on that motion? Nathan, would you poll the council?
Sorry, I didn't catch this on the last one. We need to also make a motion for summary publication.
You're very demanding tonight, sir.
I know. I apologize.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that one. Let's go ahead and finish with this one.
Okay.
Nathan, would you poll the council on approval?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
That motion carries.
Make a motion that we approve the summary publication of ordinance 2024-32.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for summary on 2024-32. Any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Now if you want to go back to ordinance 2024-31 for the summary.
I make a motion that we approve the summary publication of ordinance 2024-31.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Ordinance 2024-33, an ordinance amending Section 4 of Chapter 1 of Title 12 of the CUNA City Code by making technical changes to the CUNA Park impact fee schedule.
Make a motion that we waive three readings of Ordinance 2024-33.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Make a motion that we approve Ordinance 2024-33.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval of 2024-33. Any further discussion on that motion? Nathan, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes. Make a motion to approve the summary publication of Ordinance 2024-33.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for summary publication at 2024-33. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Ordinance 2024-34, an ordinance amending Title II by the addition of a new Chapter 7, adding development impact fee advisory committees established by intergovernmental agreement and amending Section 2, Chapter 2, Title 12, CUNA City Code, making a related technical correction of the Joint Advisory Committee definition, and amending Section 5 of Chapter 2 of Title 12, CUNA City Code, providing that the district administrator, rather than the city, determines applications for development impact fee exemptions, and directing the city clerk and providing an effective date and publication.
I make a motion that we waive three readings of Ordinance 2024-34.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
I make a motion that we approve Ordinance 2024-34.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval of Ordinance 2024-34. Any further discussion on that motion? Nathan, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
That motion carries.
I make a motion that we approve the summary publication of Ordinance 2024-34.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for summary publication. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. You got really good at that at the end there, Chris.
Only took six times.
All right. Business items. Consideration to approve resolution R59-2024. Nathan.
Mayor, Council, Nathan Stanley, City Clerk, 751 West 4th Street. This resolution goes along with Ordinance 2024-34 for the City of CUNA and CUNA Rural Fire District First Amendment Reformed Intergovernmental and Joint Powers Agreement for the Collection and Expenditure of Development Impact Fees for Fire District System Improvements.
Again, this is just updating the technical language.
It's to make sure as well that the intergovernmental agreement is updated to match the ordinance change that just happened. Otherwise, if we stayed under the existing intergovernmental agreement, it would be inconsistent with the ordinance change.
I make a motion that we approve resolution R59-2024.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution R59-2024. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Consideration to approve resolution R58-2024, authorizing mayor to sign agreements and accepting ownership and maintenance obligations for infrastructure improvements, East Cuna water and wastewater systems. Morgan.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I am going to put up a presentation for this one because we have a lot to cover tonight. As you all know, part of the META project involved the construction of an entirely new water and wastewater treatment system out there to serve the East Cuna industrial area. The biggest part of that agreement was that the system that they designed and constructed would be expandable for other users, allowing the city to bring on additional industrial development out in that East Cuna area, getting us the development we need to help shift ourselves out of that 90% residential tax base. Gonna flip through a little timeline here just to get everyone acquainted with how long we've been doing this. The annexation was approved in October of 2021. In December, that is when we signed the project agreement, the infrastructure agreement, and the water and wastewater service agreement that set up this action that we're here to do tonight, actually. In February of 2022 is when we announced that META was the user and that the CUNA data center was what was going to be constructed. We broke ground in June of 2022. December of 2022 is when the pivot happened. META announced a change across their entire data center fleet. All new data center projects were going to be cooled with an electrical cooling system rather than the evaporative water system. This necessitated a design change, and that's, as we've talked about this project, that massive decrease in water use, this is that time period that we're talking about is when that pivot occurred. In October of 23, we actually came back to those agreements and reduced the demand that we were obligated to serve. On August 5th, the DEQ issued their authorization to serve out of the water and wastewater treatment plant. That's kind of our regulatory permitting piece with DEQ. And on August 21st, META delivered the notice of substantial completion, which was the trigger to start the process that we're going through tonight. So again, here's just a timeline of that. If you have any technical questions, Adam's gonna be up here in a second. You can bother him with those, don't ask me. I'm not an engineer. The biggest thing we want to make sure we're covering tonight, and it's in the resolution we're authorizing the mayor to sign, is that we're covering that infrastructure agreement. So the key points are the city will own, operate, and maintain the system. Per that agreement, we had to conduct a rate study. That was the study you guys approved just last month. We have to deliver water to Brisby pursuant the agreement with those reduced demands, and Brisby is going to convey the water rights we need to satisfy our delivery to them. I am going to turn it over to Adam here to actually talk you through the system. We have a due to the scale of it, it's a lot easier to look at on overhead video.
No soundtrack here, so unfortunately, sorry. Thank you, Morgan. Thank you, Mayor, Council. No soundtrack to this video, so it'll just be me talking about what we're viewing.
And then if you would just state your name and address for the record.
Adam Wenger, Public Works, City of CUNA, this address or
that's
my
fine.
Address?
That's fine.
6950 South 10 Mile Meridian. Oh, hope it buffers. Okay, we are starting at the northern reach of this area with the Coal Road Blow-Off Pond. This was necessitated due to the decreased demand of water usage. This is the end of our system as it's currently built, so we can flush out water if needed to keep fresh water in the line. On the left is Idaho Power's mainframe or whatever power things are. And then as we approach this, we have the first data hall on our left for the Meta campus proper. Through this area, we only have pipeline that reaches up to that North Coal blow off for water. And as we approach Cunamora Road, this is where we will branch off to the west and then to the east for the rest of our infrastructure as is currently built. Here are those pieces. Another flushing pond, series of flushing ponds, in fact. Influent lift stations, both for sanitary and industrial when needed. Lift stations. The first well in our drinking water system, KEO3. Well house there, backup generation. KEO2, industrial makeup water for the land application. These basins that we're seeing in the 5 o'clock position are those other flushing ponds that I briefly mentioned. This access road connects all of our southern Cunamora assets together, so we do not have to get on a Cunamora road to go from site to site. And on the north side is KEO1, the other primary potable water source for this system. Footprint within this parcel has expandability for two more tanks, if and when needed. Also a flushing pond, same purpose. Bring water out of the tank if needed to bring fresh water into the system. Square building in front being the operations building, which houses office space, conference rooms, lab, and the booster pumps themselves. And now we'll head south down to the lagoon system. This is where the sewer conveyance will ultimately end up, or ultimately does end up, not will, does currently.
That's good.
Yeah, that'd be an oversight, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So in the lagoon system as is, we have a land application area, 30 acres, expandable to 60, 5 ponds, 3 facultative, 2 storage, with expansion options for 2 additional lagoons when those become necessary as well. That's all our video. Okay. So, capacities of our system. Original design build out for 2 million gallons a day of usage, 6 million gallons in capacity in the tanks. Per the agreement, we will give RISB up to 350,000 gallons a day. Their expected usage is far below that based on the pivot, but that is what we're obligated to give them. With the well capacity that we have online currently, that leaves a residual 1.6 million gallons per day for use. For the city's use, future customers, operational needs, so forth. peak flow. This is primarily for fire flow. Have to have 2,500 gallons per minute to meet that requirement. We're at 3,000 with the ability to reach 9,000 with an additional capacity of 500. That 500 doesn't necessarily mean that no one can come in without expansion, the way the fire department works. I'm not going to speak for them, but it's not a hard and fast 2,500 for each group, so it's not like we have to immediately build something else in order to bring in new customers online. That current threshold of instantaneous flow is sufficient for more users. In the wastewater system, instantaneous flow of 270 gallons per minute. This is on the sanitary sewer side. Obligated for 150 for Bismeek. Once again, not likely to reach that, which leaves us 120 for additional users. And then with the industrial side, 564,000 gallons. Am I getting that wrong? Oh, I did. I skipped ahead. I'm sorry. Also, 564,000 for washdown water, of which 550 goes to Brisby, leaving us a little bit on the table for that. However, the industrial wastewater conveyance system is designed for up to 5,400 gallons, of which none is being touched. So that is purely for the use of city to expand their needs. The request comes down to the dedication of all these fabulous easements, warranty deeds, dedication deeds, all things that legal counsel for the city has reviewed with Brisby Legal and approved to now give Mayor the packet for your acceptance. And that's as much technical as we prepared. If you would like more, we can answer that now.
Okay, questions for Adam?
I do, if you don't
mind. Yes.
Did they meet? I know that you had mentioned before with the turnover that you wanted to look at it and make sure they met certain, they met all the needs before the turnover, right? Because we had, 7 days or 15 days from when they said, hey, we're going to turn it over to?
That is correct. So in the agreement, once I was received notice of substantial completion, I had 5 business days to inspect, deliver punch lists, which they then had 5 days to respond to, which then I had 5 more days to reevaluate their responses and actions. All those steps were done to the satisfaction of city.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything further?
I didn't see the red carpet rolled out in any of those. What gives?
So the red carpet was not ready because we weren't sure when everything was going to be ready. We're working on it.
Okay. All right.
Make sure you get the invite.
It wasn't on the punch list.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. That was my fault. I'm sorry.
Way to go.
And Adam, I'd like to just ask where we stand now for FTE then in the future to support this.
Sure. So part of the agreement for the city was to provide staff both in the water and the wastewater side to operate this plant. We have adequate staff on hand to meet the demands as projected by the system. Given that initial build-out is vastly different than what we have now, and we don't know what rate we're going to need. I can confidently say that we have enough staff to meet this demand, and if there is less demand based on the system's actual operability, we have work in town that will keep those staff busy, so we didn't waste staff by doing that. Further, if additional staff are needed, we can revisit the rate fee and leverage that at that time.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Adam, being naive.
Get your mic.
We just lost the mic. Being naive about this, my question is, being that this is an industrial waste, do we have to have hired people that are certified under different categories, or are they just interchangeable with our residential?
So since this wastewater will be mixed with municipal water has held to the highest regulatory thresholds. Since our staff is already approved and certified for that, it's a non-issue. Further, there are options with splitting those wastewater streams to use alternative methods of disposal. For instance, if we can separate sanitary from industrial, there could be other users for our industrial water because they don't have to meet the municipal treatment regulations that we'd have to meet. That could be another opportunity for us to remove water from the system if another big water user comes on.
Thank you.
Further questions?
No, I just want to say thank you. I know that when you came on, there was a lot of work to be done, so I appreciate you handling it.
And Morgan.
And Morgan.
And the rest of the team. This is not my lift. This is
Well, they've been here, though.
And the whole supporting staff.
Yeah, they've been here. You came here, and they said, hey, here you go, so.
What we did when Adam got here was we grabbed him by the collar and the belt loop and threw him in the pond to make sure he could swim.
Opened up the fire hydrant.
And he's done well.
I'm glad you didn't duck.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Council.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, guys, should we let him have it or not?
Or they let us have it, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. But he has to accept it. So.
Well, the one thing we can say is very few cities can say that they have two wastewater systems that taxpayers didn't have to fund for.
Yep. True.
The one that was started with the LID that's being paid for as development occurs. This one was built by this company, which is gifting it to the city, which allows us to expand our industrial zone. So we're very fortunate in that fact that we're able to make these things happen. And I, for one, am very appreciative of the fact that we can expand our commercial tax base to take some of that burden off of our folks that live here in town. So,
yeah,
good deal.
You have any other questions?
No, I'm good.
I make a motion that we approve Resolution 58R58-2024.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded for approval of Resolution R58-2024. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? And that motion carries.
And thank you, Morgan and team
thank
and
you.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Morgan.
I know it was a lot.
Consideration to approve contingency request from Park Impact Fee Fund to finish Fitzroy Park. Bobby Withrow.
Mayor and Council, I'm coming before you. Sorry, I'm yelling at you currently. To ask for contingency funds from the Park Impact Fee Fund to finish the Fitzroy Park. For the record, Bobby Withrow. 751 West 4th Street. This is not an additional request for funds, but simply the same budget that's delayed to the next fiscal year. We had some hiccups within the last couple of months. Playground installation, restroom plans had to be sent back, etc. So everybody knows, I'm not trying to make this a habit, but I do want to get this project finished. In the future, when these problems happen during budget time, I'll take the appropriate actions and add it to the budget so these requests are minimized. Thank you, and I stand for questions.
Okay, questions for Bobby.
And we're speaking with Jared, these funds were already allocated. We just passed the date, so because of the contractor delay, we're just reallocating. They were already there, so.
Yeah.
Any questions? I make a motion that we approve the consideration to approve contingency request for Park Impact Fee Fund to finish Fitzroy Park.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Item 9A, consideration to approve ordinance 2024-35, a municipal annexation and zoning ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and declaration of authority and annexing certain real properties to wit Ada County Assessor's parcel number R061-525-0430, owned by Boyd Anderson within the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the City of CUNA into the City of CUNA, Idaho, and establishing the zoning classifications of said real properties and directing the city engineer and the city clerk in providing an effective date.
I make a motion that we waive three readings of ordinance 2024-35.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2024-35. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
Make a motion that we approve ordinance 2024-35.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval of ordinance 2024-35. Is there any further discussion on that motion? Nathan, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries.
I make a motion that we approve the summary publication.
There's no.
No?
Council President, there's no summary publication okay. for land use.
We just got gotcha. Trained on You've that.
You've had a role.
I just want to see if you were paying attention.
Consideration to approve ordinance 2024-36, municipal annexation and zoning ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and declaration of authority and annexing certain real properties to wit Ada County Assessor's parcel number S20082333000, owned by Storick as Properties LLC, within the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, into the City of CUNA, Idaho, and establishing the zoning classifications of said real properties and directing the city engineer and the city clerk and providing an effective date.
Make a motion that we waive three readings of ordinance 2024-36.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2024-36. Any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
Make a motion that we approve ordinance 2024-36.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval of ordinance 2024-36. Any further discussion on that motion? Nathan, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And that takes us to the last item, which is executive session. We would need a motion.
And who all do we need?
Who do we want on this? We would need Mark Bybee, our attorney. Anyone else we need, Mark?
Adam.
Probably Adam.
Yeah.
Mark and Adam.
On the hot seat again, Adam.
I make a motion that we adjourn to executive session under 74206F with Attorney Mark Bybee and Public Works Director Adam Winger.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Nathan, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
Motion carries.